This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Let's see here. Bill Hicks and the JFK assassination. Mm-hmm. Good old Bill Hicks, man. We ought to play some of his clips from time to time on the show. You like Bill Hicks?
I do like Bill Hicks. I mean, you know, he's kind of a character, but yeah, you kind of have to admire him. You know that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. It's hour number two, and we have the benefit of Steve Starrs. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Bob. I'm glad to be back here on a Monday. There's a lot of news and a lot going on, and, you know, we're almost done with 2013. I'll be glad when it's gone.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. I mean,
are you going to get your packages delivered to you with a drone?
I have already ordered my drone, a copy of Popular Mechanics and Sports Illustrated. I hear the drone outside right now, and they're probably going to throw it right through the window just like the paperboy, you know, I mean, or in the sprinkler or in the mud, you know what I mean, or in the neighbor's yard, right? I mean, yeah, I mean, this is so absurd, I'm sure, you know. It's like next thing you know, Blackjack Pizza will be delivering pizza, you know, via drones. And 30 minutes, it's still hot. Who do I tip?
Is this going to take away jobs from people?
No, they're going to be
drone. And that's a good question. Do you tip the drone?
Yeah, no, yeah. What you do is you put a tip on for the drone operator if he's on time. See, is the way it works. You know that? Oh, yeah, it's Billy. I see you, Billy. You threw the camera on the little pop-up screen on the drone. Is that you? Yes, that's me, sir. And this is your pizza. Oh, well, I'll write my tip out here on my digital debit artificial money card, and you can have that. How's that sound? Great.
Who is it? Honey, there's a drone at the door with your pizza. How much do I owe you? Sorry, I don't understand. Just give me the pizza. I'm gonna break this thing.
That was strictly ad lib, too, wasn't it?
That was all
ad lib. Yeah, it's pathetic. It really is. I mean, this automated world, I mean, it's kind of, sooner or later you're going to have like this big blinking thing in McDonald's or Burger King where you go, and there's not going to be anybody there. You know what I mean? Just going there.
What about that city in Colorado, though, that's going to shoot them down?
Oh, yeah, Deer Trail. You're moving out there, and you only get two shots, though. I mean, you got to be sporting. You get two shots at any drones approaching, you know, that are over your tariff, your territory or whatever it is, you know. You get two shots at them, Bob. And if you don't hit them in two shots, then, you know, you miss, buddy. You know, that's a bad mark for your marksmanship. There you go.
Hit him with two shots?
Yeah, well, you got two. You got two, man. Just like, you know, clay pigeon. You got one shot, two shots, that's it. You don't get the second shot. You don't get a third shot at the drones. You know, you have to hit them in at least two. Or it's not sporting, you know. Not sporting anymore. Not in Deer Trail, Colorado, friends. Now maybe out somewhere like in, you know, Ardmore, Oklahoma, they can shoot four or five. But in Deer Trail, you only get two shots. Yeah. Hey, we have any listeners in Ardmore? We don't have listeners in Ardmore, Oklahoma. If there's anybody from Ardmore, Oklahoma, how many shots do you get there?
I don't know. It's a good question, Steve.
It is.
How many shots do you get? Well, you better hit them with your best shot, ladies and gentlemen. Remember this one?
I do.
Pat Benatar. The drones. Fire away at the drones.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's sporting of America. If they're going to put them in the air and they're going to fly over your house, I figure if they're over your air zone and they're within range, hey, it's a great idea, man. I mean, it's going to be fun. This will revive skeet shooting. It'll be better than that, Bob. It'll be drone skeet shooting.
I think so. Yeah. And if you happen to get a package out of the deal, well, that's a bonus.
Yeah, you might get somebody else's package, maybe their pizza or maybe their Amazon book, you know. Or maybe, you know, you'll just get an NSA spy camera. You know, that's kind of not high on the list because there's so many of those, you know.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, I'm glad the private sector is now getting involved with the public sector in their aspirations to dronify our skies.
Yeah.
And maybe the drones will start spraying chemtrails.
Yeah, that's what they really need them to do. Yeah,
no, maybe they already are. Maybe those are just big airplane-sized drones spraying our skies.
Well, Bob, the aluminum and barium that they add to the fuel gives them efficiency. It's not about anything, you know, concerning the environment or global dimming or any of these other things you've heard about. It just helps them fly better, Bob. You know, it's a patented formula. You can.
All right, folks. Move to Dearborn, Colorado, and hit them with your best shot, all right?
No, it's Deer Trail. Deer Trail, Colorado.
Deer Trail, Dearborn. Dearborn's in Michigan. Never mind.
It's the airborne drones in Deer Trail, Colorado.
Deer Trail.
Colorado. And they're in season.
There's drone season.
There is drone season, yes. Well, actually, it's all year round, but, you know, they have during the month of December and January, since it's especially cold outside, they give you extra points for getting drones with at least two shots, or only two shots, that is.
So, Steve, I got a Magic Johnson story for you.
Uh-oh, another Magic Johnson story. Huh?
He's magic.
Magic is smiling, magic is smiling.
Magic Johnson, Tom Hanks. Joined Obama on a cash-grabbing trip. I'm going to tell you about that trip in a little bit. I got to tease it.
Okay, yeah, I got to tease that.
So we'll get to that. Steve, what do you want to get to?
Oh, man, there's so many stories out there. I think you've seen some of them, and I was going to try to tune in. I missed the first part of the show because I know you've gotten to a lot of these stories, but, it's just getting completely out of control again. And, of course, you've seen some of these other things that are coming out. The senators say they'll pass the Iran sanctions as insurance. You know, what does this mean? I mean, what's going on with this entire situation over there? I mean, I hate to get into the whole Iranian thing because people are so sick of it and it's so confusing. There's almost like some psychological implant in the talking about this controversial subject that makes you want to throw up because we've heard about it so much. It goes on and on and on. And it's like, well, let's see if we can start another world war today. Oh, I guess we don't need to do that now, but maybe tomorrow. Or, hey, I don't know what's going on. Maybe we should have a world war to stop Iran. It's so absurd. I'm so tired of hearing about it. But they're going to pass sanctions as insurance after all of the wheeling and dealing and the supposedly breakthroughs they've come through. Now they're going back to the same old hardline stance again. That was almost predictable, wasn't it, Bob?
It is predictable, very much so.
Yeah, right.
So, all right, so we'll get to some of that. And I want to tell you about a Canadian police arrest who took down a man for photographing the cops as their daughter records the chilling scene. A Canadian man receiving a park citation in downtown Montreal decided to step out of his car and take a picture of the police car. Well, when we come back, I'll tell you how that ended up and what his 17-year-old daughter was able to get on camera. And we'll also tell you about Magic Johnson, Tom Hanks, and their push to grab money with Barry Sotero.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find
You're arresting us for parking in the wrong spot? Are you insane?
That's some audio from footage that was shot as a 17-year-old's father was being arrested for photographing.
Photographing.
Photographing the police, a Canadian man receiving a parking citation in downtown Montreal decided to step out of his car and take a picture of the police car. He ended up getting beat up, handcuffed, and arrested. Now the video is going viral, a disturbing scene of a man screaming in pain as his daughter pleads for his safety. Another chapter in the war on cameras. Steve, we're not allowed to have cameras, right? We're not allowed to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they are, and they're allowed to have it on every street corner. They're allowed to not even tell you that they have these cameras, so on and so forth. It really is scary.
Yeah, it really is, and this is a clear indication of the fact that these cops in Canada didn't like to be photographed and took it way out of control. And
if they have nothing to hide, then what are they worried about? And on top of that, they're public servants. They're in a public place. You have every right to photographize.
I don't know. I actually don't know how the law works in Canada.
I don't know about Canada, but here at least you do.
Yeah, here you do. And but as you said though before, Bob, what do they have to hide? What are they concerned with? And the sad part about it was this girl was a minor, I think, wasn't she? And they left her without any transportation. Yeah, she had no transportation or anything. They just beat up her dad, hauled him off. I saw the video. And I can't imagine what would have incited that kind of reaction, but it was clearly cops pumped up on something, steroids or their own egos or whatever. But it was completely out of control. It was ugly. It was filthy. And those cops should be busted. And I'm glad that it's going viral. I hope it gets out there. I watched it. It was disgusting. I really felt sorry for that girl. And I felt sorry for the guy because the father. But this just goes to show you that you do not assume to ask these people anything about their business. They are somebody who is employed by the New World Order, and they are, I believe, partially mentally retarded and demented, as psychology goes, to be occupying themselves with this kind of, you know, hideous, sadistic behavior. You know, that's what it was.
Now, Steve, be nice.
Okay. Well, I was being nice.
Respect law enforcement, Steve.
Yeah, law enforcement.
Hey, I got into it with my sheriff today.
Ah, good. Was he a good guy or bad guy, or what happened to you?
It's a she.
Oh, she.
How sexist of you to assume my sheriff.
Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, most sheriffs I know are guys, but what did she have to say?
Sheriff Sadie Darnell this morning on the radio got a call from Bob Tuscan. You know him?
Ah, yeah, I do know. He's a guy on the radio, I think, and he asks questions of Dick. People.
He calls into other shows too when he wants to speak.
Yeah. I've seen him take down people like Rudy Giuliani and Noam
Rudolph
Chomsky.
The Red Nose.
That's right, and that crazy pastor guy, I can't remember his name.
Terry Jones.
Oh yeah, Pastor Terry Jones. Yeah, I've seen Bob in action. Anyway, yeah,
he's
what happened?
In action. He's got. Anyways, I called her up and I wanted to put her on the record about the war on drugs and how it's failed policy, and told her about LEAP, which is an acronym for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And she gave me a really weak answer, really weak answer. And then I put her on the spot about the Second Amendment and the idea that she ought not to come after our guns under martial law in a Katrina-like situation because of her oath to the Constitution. And if the federal government intervenes, she is our last buffer in our system of checks and balances, blah, blah, blah. And she gave me a better answer on that. I'm not convinced that she was being genuine, but she gave me a decent answer and reminded us that she did take an oath, which she didn't need to remind us of, but she did say that she would stand by her oath to protect the Second Amendment. So if I take her on face value, which I don't, to be honest, because I've heard her say other contradictory statements, I'll give her credit on that and let her be. Sheriff Sadie Darnell, Shady Darnell is my nickname for her because I'm not convinced of her motives. Please do uphold your oath to the Constitution and be a good elected official and represent the sheriff's office with grace, okay? Please do. All right, Steve-o. We're going to get to a couple pieces here. One is that piece about Tom Hanks and Magic Johnson going around with Barry Zotero asking for money. I'll tell you about what happened with that. And I wanted to tell you about a lady who passed away at 76 years old. And I'll tell you how she died and why she's very important and very, well, brave and fiery, you can say. I'll tell you about her in a little bit, and there's one other thing that I'll get to. Well, there's a lot of other things, but there's one other thing in particular that I'll get to after that. But first, let's take a caller. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right, let's do it. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us. We'll keep the phone lines open. 800-313-9443, and we will now speak with Fred in Michigan. Fred, shalom.
Semper Fi.
Okay, what's
Semper
up?
Fi. Semper Fi. Good man.
Our,
yes,
version of, our version of peace on earth is to, let's see, extricate the enemies within. And the enemies within have perpetrated a most cleverly crafted, infamously insidious form of enslavement, right?
Yes.
And you were talking earlier about protesting, and history records you had your Mossad moment. I have my synagogue sonnets from Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan, and he records the historic events that prove that a boycott is the most effective form of protest. So when I was able to query Andy Gauss, who authored the books Uncle Sam Cooks the Books and The Secret World of Money, Andy Gauss, by the way, is the one who first revealed, and I think the only one, that the Federal Reserve Bank of New York is owned by Goldman Government Sachs, HSBC, USB, JP Morgan Chase, Deutsche Bank, and believe it or not, the National Bank of Communist China.
Uh-huh.
So then they have a fleet of 50 Learjets, either Learjets or Gulfstream, and a $2 billion art collection. So, okay, so the enemy within is obvious, according to Andy Gauss. So we need to figure out an effective boycott of their system. And I'm not sure Bitcoin is truly going to prove effective. Out of nowhere, I've never heard any discussion or revelation regarding who created Bitcoin, who the entities are. All I've heard is, well, the stock is up to whatever it is now. It's sky high.
It almost beat gold the other day. All right, thanks for the call, Fred. More when we get back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Dorothy Hendrix. 76-year-old woman passed away recently, this past Saturday. She was killed in a shootout as the gang tried to rob her outside her South Carolina home. Dorothy was shot twice by the gang of two men and a woman, but she managed to shoot one of her assailants in the stomach before dying of her wounds. Stephen Haggood, Tara Bagheer, and Braudacious Galloway. Jeez, what kind of name is that?
Braudacious Galloway?
Braudacious. 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 Braudacious Galloway. Anyways. This scumbag and the other aforementioned scumbags have all been charged with murder. She fought. She was a fighter. She shot him, says her brother, Ronnie Lowless. And Well, this is a very sad case, but a case of 76-year-old lady taking justice into her own hands. Now, why was she killed? Well, because bad guys got weapons that ultimately took her life. Bad guys.
Oh. Well, we need to take weapons away from bad guys, Bob.
How do we do that?
Take it from the good people as well, I guess. That makes sense. Yeah. I mean,
so she shot this guy in his stomach, and, well, he didn't die, but Haggood, who was shot in the stomach, was taken to the hospital where he's under guard, as well as being charged with murder. The 33-year-old has been served with a family bench warrant for unpaid child support of $80,000. I mean, if it's not bad enough, he shoots a 76-year-old lady dead as they're robbing him. He's a deadbeat scumbag on top of that all. Jeez. The two other suspects, Gear and Bodacious, or Radacious Galloway, 23, also face murder charges. Miss Hendricks, who volunteered at a bingo club and applied for a carry and conceal weapon and learned to shoot after being robbed outside the same home in 2011. The robbers behind the earlier attack were never caught, and police have not said whether they believed the two incidents were connected. Anderson County Sheriff John Skipper said this was not a random act. The robbery was planned, and she was specifically targeted. The trio had knowledge that Hendricks carried large sums of money home with her at night. Mr. Lola said his sister had learned to fire a gun after the earlier attack and had a carry and conceal permit. She had been robbed right here at her house. Coming out of her house, that's what made her get the gun. I don't understand why she wanted to keep coming back. Well, this is just absolutely scary. By the way, Bradacious is the young lady's name.
Oh, Bradacious. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not the... All right, good. I thought that was a gangbanger. But, well,
anyways,
you know...
Good riddance to these scumbags, and it's sad that she lost her life. I'm glad she was able to shoot these guys, but I'm sorry it was too late, and she died before she could be victorious. It's just too bad.
Yeah, I mean, she defended herself. She went down at least believing in what she stood for. And
the blaze of glory, as they say.
Yeah, I don't see how it would have been any different if she wasn't armed. Do you? I mean,
no, if anything, the fact that she was armed gave her a fighting chance.
And the guys, the perps, were busted, too. So, you know, I mean, she managed to at least make some effect on society in getting rid of these scumbags.
Well, they got shot in the stomach. What do you do when you get shot in the stomach? Well, you're going to go to the hospital, and that's going to be a major red flag, and they're going to know something's up, and they got you.
That's right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So...
Well, I mean, you know, another brave woman at least was willing to stand her ground, and unfortunately her passing was something that was coming probably inevitably, but she managed to make an effect, or effect a change at least on the perpetrators of this crime. And sorry to hear that story, but, you know...
That's up at the RBN website for those who want to take a closer look. All right, Magic Johnson. Good old Magic.
Magic. Yeah.
We've been calling out Magic Johnson for the shill that he is, for the fraud that he is, in regards to the HIV fraud, right, Steve?
Yeah, for a long time. Yeah, he has. I mean, we have to admit that he is an entertainer. He's a jock. I mean, but at the same time...
He's the spokesperson. He's the entertainer. And you don't gain 20 pounds and play for the Dream Team and live for all these years taking AZT, a DNA destroyer, and reject chemotherapy drugs. So we know he didn't take the meds that they were feeding to AIDS patients that was killing them and so on and so forth. He's a major fraudster, and at the very least, he did not want to die. He didn't want to be killed, and as a result, he chose to keep his mouth shut and feed himself and feed the fraud that is HIV equals AIDS. Well, he's feeding another fraud, Steve, along with Tom Hanks. They joined Obama on a cash-grabbing trip recently. Bloomberg reports on the holiday Obama fans during an Obama fundraiser on the West Coast. His motorcade spent time with Magic Johnson and his wife, Cookie. Obama slipped inside Johnson's house to mingle with the guest, including actor Samuel L. Jackson, who paid up to $1,500 for presidential access. Others paying $2,500 could sip wine and cocktails in a white wedding reception-style tent set up next to the Johnson's mansion. Obama took his place at a podium between U.S. and California flags and spoke for 20 minutes. Nearby, 120 donors were finishing dinner at entertainment executive Ham Saban's sprawling property, a heated tent adorned with mauve fabric and arrangements of pink roses covered part of the grounds that included some of Saban's lighted animal-shaped topiary. Husband and wife actors Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson sat closest to the transparent podium. Saban, whose company produced Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and other children's program, began his introduction of Obama by saying he and his wife had enjoyed an intimate dinner at the White House days earlier. What is he raising money for? He's not running again.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask. I mean, what's the fundraiser for?
All it says in the Bloomberg report is that it was a Barry Sotero fundraiser.
A fundraiser. Yeah, it's amazing that Obama, who has like an endless credit card at the taxpayer's expense, can hang out with other multimillionaires like Magic Johnson and Tom Hanks.
And they'll pay good money for it. And the question is, I mean, what the hell are these people thinking? They're calling Sotero the fundraiser-in-chief. Fundraiser-in-chief.
I mean, one would only seem to think that it might make sense if you were Tom Hanks or Magic Johnson to stay the hell away from this fraud. I mean, what kind of idiots would want to be associated, photographed, and notarized with Barack Obama? I mean, that says a lot. Of course, we've had a tremendous amount of disrespect for Magic Johnson for years, Bob. But what about Tom Hanks? That really makes him look stupid. You know what I mean? Come on. It's not the president. I don't respect the office. I don't respect the office. I don't care who this person is. He's
no, I don't care either. Guess who was by his side the whole time?
Cookie? Well, who was with Hanks, you mean?
With, Barry Sotero during all this.
Boy, I don't know. Who was it?
Valerie Jarrett.
Oh, really? Gosh.
The whole time?
Yeah, yeah. So she's still talking up the whole issue with Israel and trying to run these policies behind the American public's back with him, right?
Obama's 38 fundraisers during his fifth year in office exceeded those of Bush, who participated in 17 fundraising events at the same time in his presidency. Bill Clinton outperformed them both, no surprise there, racking up 77 donor events in his fifth year. And again, where is this money going to? If somebody can call in and tell me at least what they say the money's for, I'd love to hear it. 800-313-9443.
Good. Yeah, I was waiting to hear what the fundraiser was for, but obviously, you know, Tom
Hanks, rape the American people when he's no longer in office, and we have the next fundraiser in chief to come in and rape us during the 2016 election. I don't know. All right, Steve, we got to take another quick break. We'll come back with more. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, we'll try to get some calls here for the last segment this hour, and then we'll take your calls as well. Next hour, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us. Get out a crayon, write that number down. 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Barb in Texas. Hello, Barb.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm all right.
I just had a comment, actually more if I can, but, you know, I have email, and why do I get requests from congressmen and senators asking for donations to carry a certain idea?
Well, first of all, I don't get any emails from them, probably because they know better not to email me. But okay. That being said, so let me get this straight. You get emails from already elected congressmen and senators asking you to support with your Federal Reserve notes a certain idea or a certain initiative that they're trying to put forth?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Okay, just wanted to make you aware.
That's interesting. Yeah, that I'm sure that happens. I don't doubt it for a second. I can't recall off the top of my head if I've seen many instances of that, Steve.
Yeah, I've gotten some. I mean, I have to say that I write my senators and congressmen all the time, and I get Mark Udall sending me information asking for funds. And what I generally do is I put a story that's really offensive or that exposes Obamacare or something like that on the reply and send it back to them. You know, and I tell them, why would I want, you know, I mean, I'm glad to hear from him because he just gave me an opportunity to post some story, a link to it, and I send it right back to him. I do get responses from some other people that I do like, and I know that there is a lot of money and funding involved with all of this.
Why do they need our money, though? They're already spending in a fiscally irresponsible way our tax dollars that we're giving them. What do they need specific donations for? I don't get it. Makes no sense.
Well, I'll let Barb tell you her feelings about this, and then I'll give you mine. Barb, what do you think? Why do they need the money?
Well, because it's just more money, and they're already making a ton being in office, directing the laws.
Do you think it goes to their pockets as individuals?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
But wouldn't they have to claim this, or maybe they do claim it?
They don't pay taxes.
Interesting.
Yeah, actually, unused campaign funds belong to the candidate, and so anything they don't spend is theirs. But then, you know, of course, they don't really need the money from you and me. They're making all kinds of stock deals, which are legal, inside trading, all kinds of things. They know which laws are going to pass. Yeah. And this was revealed even on 60 Minutes. I can't remember the fellow's name who was the congressman who left, and he said, you know, everybody told me I ought to have my head examined because, you know, what we were doing is legal. But he said, it was distasteful to me. I just didn't like the idea of getting inside information about laws we were going to pass and how that would affect stocks and the markets and capitalizing on that. I thought it was a criminal act. And he says, you know, sometimes I wish I'd stayed there and took the money because it was legal. But like you said before, Barb, you know, and Bob, I mean, they're making already a huge amount of cash, and they just want to get you to pay more money to keep them in there so they can do the same thing. You know, like Obama and Tom Hanks and Magic Johnson asking for money. Can you believe that? I mean, I have more respect for a homeless man, you know, that... you know, that maybe, of course, there's a lot of people who are homeless who are legitimately and out of luck they're on a bad end. And they need to be asking for money. But, I mean, there are a lot of people who are scam artists and stuff like that. I have more respect for the scam artists than I do for Obama, Magic Johnson, or these Congress people. But I understand why some people have to have enough funding in order to buy the media time to get the message out there because the news media won't cover it. And you can't say that that's their fault because that's the news media's fault and where the heads of these people who listen to the mainstream news media are. And, you know, I can understand some people do. There are some candidates with legitimate concerns that need the funding to get the messages out. I hate to say it, but there are some probably justified cases.
Well, Barb, thank you for your call. I appreciate it, okay?
I have a couple more comments.
Oh, take your time. Go right ahead.
Okay. I actually listened to Rick Adams on Saturday.
Actually listened. Okay.
It was about the assassination. And it hit home because when I moved to Texas, the first company I worked for was G.H. Bush's Zapata.
Ah, interesting.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Then I went to work for a man who was administrative assistant to John Connolly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have read a little bit about that, you know, well, especially with Rick. And then looked into it further. And anyway, then, you know, later on, I'm old, but in 2010 I worked for a major bank on contract. And my
Bank of America.
Bank of New York Mellon.
Oh, I was thinking Dallas.
Mellon. Well, it's close because Bank of New York Mellon is being sued right along with Bank of America.
Interesting. Well, bottom line this off first, because I want to squeeze in one other call after you, and I only got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm 67. I've had a lot of interesting jobs, and I had no idea. But anyway, just want to let you know.
Go ahead, Steve. Well, I was just going to say, how did you work all these jobs and then suddenly find out that, you know, you were in with all these elitists and very dangerous, autocratic, psychopathic
sadists?
Kind of the internet, kind of like I discovered everything in about 2004.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you think? Definitely stay in touch. I'd love to hear more stories from you when we have more time, though, okay?
That's cool.
All right, Barb, thank you so much.
Okay.
Good to hear from you. Let's finish off with Lynn in Washington for this hour. Lynn, go ahead.
Hi there. I would say that if you start looking at the fact that they sponsor certain people or spend an awful lot of people to keep other people from running during the next campaign, they need a lot of money, and I think they all have to do their bit as far as helping to raise money for the party.
So you think that the money that they raise when they're already in office goes to other candidates? Maybe to, you know, a candidate that will be running in their same district or something along those lines.
And somebody they want to see get in office. So they throw money their way. Well, they get it from campaigning.
Are they held under the same constraints of the Money and Voting Acts that we have? Are politicians held under the same standards as private individuals and corporations as far as campaign financing is concerned?
That's a question you really know the answer to, of course.
I would think so, but it was a rhetorical question. I mean,
that's right.
What exactly allows for them to give so much more money? Nothing. But yet, it seems if they're raising that much more money, then they would be funneling it somehow, some way, in a fashion that I don't think is kosher or legal.
Well, I don't think it is either, but you know that they constantly go around every year, and I don't care which president. You even get two presidents that are collecting money, say, like for Haiti, and those people didn't get that money. But we've got a brand new state-of-the-art embassy, I understand.
Oh, how convenient.
So they always have a place to put the money. But, you know, when they've got a big name and they know that it's going to bring in big money, then they do it under campaigning all the time. And so I wouldn't say that Obama is campaigning for himself, but he's campaigning for the Republican Party. I mean,
Hillary
the Democrat
Clinton.
Party.
Oh, that was all right. You're probably right. It probably is for the Republican Party in a sense. I mean,
in a way, yeah.
There's very little difference between the two, it seems. That's for sure.
Well, I would have to say that's a fact. You know, it doesn't matter who you put in next.
We should just call them the Republicrats from now on.
Or the public rats.
I like that. That's good one. All right, well, thank you for your call. I appreciate your thoughts.
Just remember one thing. Politics is poly, many, ticks,
bloodsuckers. Yep, exactly right.
Bye.
Bye, Lynn. Thank you. All right, folks, another hour to go here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With fine-